word for him. And I'm here to tell you that's the job, and that's what we're learning about tonight. I got one thing in common with Apostle Paul, and it's all about him. It's just him, him, and him alone. I can't fail because I'm going through him. I can't do it. It ain't going to happen. We're going to learn about that tonight. I pray everybody's found their spot. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him, to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind and by wicked works, yet hath he now reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to you every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. And I want y'all to notice that singular, I, Paul. But when we get here, whom we preach, that's plural, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his works, which worketh in me mightily. I'm here to tell you, if you don't know nothing about mightily, you don't know nothing about Jesus. You're going to get some work, and you're going to have to. Jesus didn't come to earth to have a 30-year vacation. He came here to do a job for God. He came here under the authority of God to do a job for God. And if I'm in Jesus and Jesus is in me, then I got a job to do just like him. He didn't save me to sit down and just sit over here and not do nothing for nobody. He saved me, and I'm going to give it up, and I'm going to give it out, and I'm going to tell everybody about Jesus. As we see in this, we see by the blood of his cross, by his reconciliation, by his body of death, by his sight, and by him I say. Man, it just lights me on fire just to hear about him, and know it's all about Jesus. I know most people ain't heard me speak and ain't heard me say many things, and they don't know nothing, but I'm here to tell you tonight you're going to hear about him, and that's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If I say anything else, just ball it up, throw it out the door, because it wasn't worth nothing anyways. And I've got a few goals in my life, but one of them is I'm determined. And I mean, I am determined. I'm not, well, I may want to, or I may. I'm determined to shout into the pearly gates of heaven, rattle with my voice, telling people that Jesus Christ alone saves. You don't understand. Most people, when they got saved, they got to come up to an altar. They got to come into a church. Jesus went more out of his way for me than anybody. He came into a scumbag bedroom with a bag of meth up underneath the pillow, and he saved a man. He didn't have to. A man who couldn't get off of it. I'm telling you, I've tried everything. I tried going to church to get off of it. I tried giving the tithe, tried to do everything to get off of it. I couldn't do it. I tried it all. It was beautiful words to me. It was all beautiful words. But whenever it became real, whenever it was no longer words, it was a life to live by. This was a bread to eat, and this is what gives me life and what makes me who I am and who I want to be and what I am going to be one day. He said he's going to present every man perfect. In God's eyes, I'm already perfect. Because God called that which was not as if though it were so. He knows where I'm going. He knows I'm going to be in heaven, and he knows the body I'm fixing to get, and he knows that body's going to be perfect because I went through Jesus. It wasn't nothing I'd done. There ain't nothing I can do. I won't try to say it is. I can't help you, but I can work through Jesus to help you. I can, boy, I'm telling you, it just lights me on fire whenever I just think about who I was and who I am, and I can keep on getting better. It's going to keep getting better if you keep on moving forward with Jesus. I mean, I think this is awesome right now. You wouldn't have drugged me into a church to say much as anything to hello to anybody. But now Jesus has saved me, and here I am. I'll shout it to you. Now, the reason why I also have another confidence is I'm not the smartest man in the world. I'm a high school dropout. I thought it was cooler to be cool than to go to school. I really did. So I ended up being a high school dropout. So I go in all wisdom. But I wrote down, all wisdom has another name, and it's called the Bible. All the wisdom that I need to get somebody into heaven and to tell somebody about my Lord is right here. I don't have to tell them. I got it already written down. I just got to read it. Then if you're too shy to read something, then you need to get up here and start getting a praying and get some confidence. Because I'm telling you, Satan's chewing you up. If you ain't moving forward with Jesus, then Satan's waiting for you to fall behind so he can get a hold of you. I've been on that ship too. I tried to walk forward after I became a Christian and sort of, well, I'll let that guy handle it. I'll just sort of step back here. And next thing I know, I mean, it's even more miserable after you get saved. You thought it was miserable before. After you get saved and you know Jesus, and then you go back to that way and you see how it It's a whole nother kind of misery. You're failing somebody who saved you, who died, who didn't cheat you out of that cross. So why are you cheating him out of a life that he saved? I'm telling you, it gets you. And I'm warning you, Satan's going to chew you up if you fall behind. He's a lion. What does a lion come for? He comes for the weakest. He comes for the youngest Christian and the weakest Christian. You stay with Jesus, though, you got the strong shepherd next to you. Even when you feel weak, you got a strong shepherd. That ain't going to let him get close. He's going to tell him, back off. I got him. He's right here. He ain't wandered off. He might be weak and he might be a little scared, but he's going to get over it. And I'm also here to tell you, Brother Rocky, I love you. I'm glad to have somebody up here to stand with. I'm glad we get to be a we in this instead of a plural. We got more than one man hammering the truth of Jesus Christ is the only way into heaven, and through his blood is the only way you're going to get there. By his mercy and by his pity. And that just, it lights me up, and I'm, thank you. And I'm telling you, it's just a whole new world. If you don't really know it, then you ain't saved. I'm just sorry to have to be the one to break the news for you, but you're a whole new man. You can't do it. I can't even cuss anymore. And I used to be one of the foulest mouthed men you'd ever meet. I can't even do it. If I hit my hammer and finger with the hammer and let out a cuss word, I'd feel like just trash for the rest of the day. I couldn't do it. It ain't me. It ain't me no more. I'm not that man. I have been made holy to be presented to Jesus. And it wasn't nothing I'd done. Jesus decided he'd have mercy on me and make me holy to present me to him. It's all done for you. You just got to have the courage is what I'm trying to tell folks. You've got to have the courage to stand up for Jesus and to do what Jesus needs done for you. You want a revival to break out? Well, you got to get out there and get to walking. The people that we want to come into revival ain't sitting in here. If they were sitting in here, we'd already be having revival. We got to go out there and get them and bring them in. We got to stop thinking of this church as just a place for this, that. We got to think of it as a fruit market. We're trying to bring fruits to Jesus. We're trying to get more people and more people gathering and more going. You want to see a revival? You got to get out and get to walking. We can't sit down. And I had the little pen everybody knows, but nobody could read it. So I said, okay, you sort of beat me up on that, Satan. I'll tell you what, I'll blow it up and I'll put it on a shirt where every man can read it when I come walking by him. Because I want him to know that there's a man out there representing Jesus Christ every day, trying to let anybody who wants to know about him, I'm right here. You ain't got to question me. I'll put it out there where you can read it plain English. That Jesus saves, and if you have any questions, just ask me. I got a Bible, and if I ain't got a Bible, I got a testimony. And I'll tell you what, he's talking to me through any way possible. I heard Adrian Rogers said, the book of Acts is the only book that is not finished being written. Every action we do for Jesus Christ is being written in heaven. And that's, it ain't just the acts of the apostles, it's the acts of everybody that Jesus saved and what they are doing. And I'd like to have a whole big chapter instead of just a little sentence written in the book of Acts whenever I get to heaven. I want Jesus to say, you weren't ashamed of me, and guess what? Today I'm not ashamed of you. I know, I'm just, anyways, I know we all like to think of Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? But are we living like that? Do we have faith in it? Are we marching forward with it? Are we knowing that, are we warning every man? Are we teaching every man? Are we scared? Because we don't think God's got us, God behind us, God's in this. We just think that's a word written down somewhere, and it's nice when we need to use it. But it's a life to live by. God's got our back. He's behind us. There's no man. There's no enemy. There's no principality. There's no nothing that's going to come against you. All you got to do is take every opportunity you get. Anybody give me an opportunity to speak about Jesus? If you need me to tell anybody about Jesus, I'm going to be there right then and there. I ain't going to fail you. He didn't fail me, and I ain't going to fail him. It's just, we have to get over all this, because as we've heard Brother BJ say, hell's smoking and God's not joking. What makes us think Satan's playing?
Come on,
he ain't playing. If he don't want to be alone. He wants us to feel alone, but he don't want to be alone in hell. But I want him to be as lonely as I can make him in hell. Amen. With as least many people as I can make sure he can't snatch away. I would love to be able to go into heaven and Jesus say, every man you walk by is up here waiting on you. Do you know how great that would be? If everybody you ever walk by is waiting on you in heaven, waiting to say, I saw that guy. He was representing Jesus, maybe curious about him. I saw that man. But it would be just twice as horrible if you got there and they wasn't nobody you knew waiting on you in heaven, because you just sat there. You didn't live a life that you were supposed to live. You didn't tell that person that you were supposed to tell. You didn't do nothing. You just sat there. I'd rather fail trying than fail not doing nothing. If I'm trying, then at least Jesus will have some sort of mercy on me. At least Jesus will send that one man. He'll say, somebody's trying, I'll send somebody to him. That person over there didn't want to do it, and he's trying, I'm going to send him to that person, the one that's trying. And I'd love to be that man if I could be, and I'd love to be the one that got him whenever he first sent him to me. I've been getting beat up pretty good, though. I really am. I have. I've not been doing enough for the erring one. I've not been weeping over people who are going to hell enough that I've been, I'm not. And that's shameful, but I'll admit it because the only way to get over it is to admit it. The only way to be a man is to say this is a problem, and Jesus, I need you to help me solve this problem. I need to have a heart put in me that's going to make me want to go out and rescue the perishing. That's going to make me want to go out and tell everybody about Jesus. I don't want to be shy. I don't want to have to worry about nothing. At my job, they already know about me. They know I'm a man of Jesus, and I ain't going to be playing around about it. They know me over here, but I want to be able to walk into Walmart, these places, and people be like, there's a man of Jesus just walked by. I want to be that lit on fire for Jesus. I want to have a double portion so I can give one portion away to get another portion back in return. I want to be keep on giving the blessing that I got given, and I want to give it just as free as I got it. My Lord is, he's amazing, and he's doing amazing things in this place. I was very much a quiet Christian when I came here, but there's men here that's been helping me grow, that's been helping me learn, that told me, hey, it's all right. You can go tell somebody about Jesus. You're going to be all right about that. And I want to be that man for the next generation. And if anybody has a question about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, or anything you want to talk about in this Bible, you can come find me. I'll talk with you all day long about it. I may not talk to you about the weather too much or about the football games or about hunting or fishing, but you want to talk about the Bible, I'll get lit on fire and I'll talk to you about the Bible. And I'm just so thankful. So thankful for everything. For all of you. I really am. I'm thankful for all of you. And I just want y'all to know that I'm Brother Brad, and I love y'all with the love of Jesus Christ. And I'll be here for you anytime you need me.